Episode 25, Solutions for Resolutions.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
happy
radio.
Days are here again. Yes, 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 yes. Are you happy? I'm happy. I hope you're happy. It's the end of the week. Yes. Are you totally fabulous? Of course you're fabulous because you look beautiful today. And how are you feeling? Are you feeling good? Has it been a great week? I hope it's been a great week. I'm so glad you stopped by. And, you know, it's hard to believe that 2015 is here. And I can remember when 2014 was ending. And I was looking back and reflecting on the 364 days prior to that, you know, and thinking all that happened. And then I'm like, now it's 2015. I'm like, really? And I look at my kids and how old they are and where they are in their life and where my husband is in his career and where it's taking him. And then I look at me going, what am I doing? I'm on this crazy journey that God has me on. And what a ride it's been so far. And who would have thought that I'm doing what I'm doing? But I do. I love it. And I love you. And I'm really glad that you take this time to focus on you and to kind of begin to figure out your passion and your purpose to create your now so you can be your best selfie for your loved ones. Because, you know, we are created to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. I mean, God commands us to do that. And regardless of where you are spirituality wise and what you believe in, I mean, just using that statement to love your neighbors as you love yourself, that's huge. And I think if we loved ourselves more, think of what a changed world this could be. And so I thought, it kind of fits right on in with solutions for resolutions. With 2015, we all have our, you know, New Year's resolutions, right? And I guess for me, I don't really set up resolutions because I don't know, call it weird or whatever, but they always get broken. So why set something that you know is going to get broken? So I set goals instead. maybe it's a little bit backwards, but I'm like, I guess if I'm really serious about it, I'm going to make it a goal and I'm not going to make it a resolution. I want it to be that this is my lifestyle and this is my life and this is where I'm headed and this is my growth of where I want to go and I want to be open to what God has in store for me. And so I pray that special prayer for you that this 2015 will be something dynamic, that God will open up doors for you and show you maybe a new path that he wants you on and that he will be directing you and guiding you in your journey. I so look forward to it and seeing your growth and everything. So thank you so much for joining and stopping by. Let's jump in though with solutions for resolutions. I think about this and I really want to look at it as simple success strategies. And I say that because, again, I'm one who doesn't set the resolutions. I set goals. And I guess in my younger days, when I talk younger, I'm talking like real young, like my elementary, you know, childhood type days. And I kind of did the fun things, you know, people, they would talk about it. And so I'm like, oh, yeah, this is kind of cool. I'll kind of chime in with my little resolutions. And then I was like, yeah, but not really. It doesn't fit me. That's not who I am. I want to be goal-centered. I want to reach something and I want it to be for a purpose and for a reason. And I want it to have meaning. That was me. And guess what? That still is me. And so I hope to share with you a little bit about some of these simple success strategies that you can use to have more solutions for your resolutions, which will become goals, which then by the time you hit December 31st of 2015, you can look back on those 364 days and say, man, that was a great ride. I can't wait to see what 2016 brings. All right. Okay. So here we go. Number one, all right, is to make a list. Okay. And then you're like, what? Make a list? Yes, write it down. And no, I'm not talking about a computer. I want you to take pen to paper. I want you to be old school about it. I don't care if it's a Crayola. I don't care if it's a marker, an automatic pencil. I don't care what it is, but I want it to be a writing utensil and piece of paper. And if you can't find paper, like my children say, I write on napkins all the time. Grab your nearest napkin or paper towel and write on it. I've done it many times. And in fact, I still have a few around here and I laugh when I find them. I'm like, oh, that was a great idea. I'm so glad I had that paper towel with me. So write it down, okay? Seriously, take a moment and think about it. And that moment may be just 10 minutes. But be realistic with it, okay? Don't say you want to lose 100 pounds in 2 months. I mean, really? Okay? Can that be done? Yeah, to a degree it can. I could tell you how to do it. Not really probably a good idea to do it. But be realistic with it. Give yourself time. Give yourself that growth to go so you make yourself a lifestyle, that this just isn't this magic quick pill that you're trying to take to have everything be perfect. You know, wave that magic wand and poof, there it is. We could start singing a song. Poof, there it is. Okay, anyway. We won't go into that. I know you're laughing again. So I'm so glad you're laughing. But make a list. Take time to make a list and write it down. I did. I've done my list, my 2015 list as to where I want to be and where I want to grow, both in personal and business. So if you're out there in the career world, maybe you work with a network marketing company, write them down, okay? Write them down. You will be so much further ahead by writing them down than not writing them down. And I told you, pen to paper, all right? I'm serious, pen to paper, not just in your computer, okay? Write it down physically. Then, you know, make a list and check it twice. You know, we're going back to Christmas a little bit. But seriously, make a list and then go back, because you know what? And when I say go back to it 24, 48 hours later and reflect on it. Really dig deep again and say, If you believe in prayer, pray about it. I pray over mine. I remember when I was submitting this podcast, I was so nervous and I didn't know what was going to go on. And there's so many bumps and blunders and all this stuff that can happen with it. And so before I hit the submit button, I went and I said, okay, Lord, and I prayed over it. And I said, Lord, I don't know where you're taking this podcast, but it's yours and I want you to utilize it. I'm here just to serve. I'm here to serve. I'm here to serve the people that you placed before me. And I really want to give to them. And I did. That's what I did. So I'm serious about it. Reflect upon your list. So make a list and check it twice. Okay. It's so important to do that. After you do that, it goes back to the non-negotiables again. And you're going to hear me say this more than multiple times. I might mention it every single time. But what is your non-negotiable? And if you've heard this now for the third time, maybe, or even the second time, maybe the fifth time, what is your non-negotiable? It's important that you know these, okay? Write them down. And if you don't know what they are, I encourage you to journal a little bit so you can figure out what that non-negotiable is. And we'll go through some things here during the first month of January to really kind of help you fine-tune some of these things. But I just wanted to give some highlights, some simple success strategies that will lead you to that, okay? So some non-negotiables. You know what they are. You know what those are. And it may be simple things like, okay, all right, I need me time. Okay, great. Define what me time is. Be specific, all right? And if that me time is 30 minutes, then it's be specific, all right? It's important. And then once when you get all of that done, then you can start getting the people in your life that are closest to you involved in it. And you're like, whoa, what do you mean? I'm going to share this? No, you're going to share it like with your husband. You're going to share it with your partner. You're going to share it with your children if they're old enough to understand, okay? And let them know that, hey, these are my non-negotiables. And have a conversation with them. Have them do the same thing, okay? Now, some of them, beware, they may have a non-negotiable as the Xbox. Yes, technology. Yes, I know. Scary thing, isn't it? But seriously, so you may kind of have to groom them a little bit and say, okay, well, you don't have to do that. Maybe that's something that you want to do, but it's like breathing. Remember, you have to breathe. Okay. Again, help them, guide them, groom them. Okay. This is the way that you're extending a part of you. Okay. And imagine that if they learn this so much younger, now they're not going to remember this next year. Okay. You're going to have to do it again. And the next year, but eventually it will become something, a part of them, and you'll be giving something to them because you're their role model. And you don't have to like, okay, so if you have a spouse that is like totally not organized or only organized at work, but not at home, or maybe he's too OCD on organized on everything. You don't want to go up to him and say, you need to do this and I want you to do it now and I want to see it tomorrow. Okay, not such a good idea, all right? Again, be a role model. You take care of you. Your children, you can suggest these things to them, especially at middle school and high school age, and fantastic at college age if they're around you. Talk to them about it and ask them and say, hey, have you ever thought about what a non-negotiable is? You know, how do you figure out your schedule? They're learning that. They're having to learn to prioritize because they're going through majors. They have to pick certain classes in high school. Maybe they're taking some, they want to take some advanced placement, you know, some AP courses in high school. Well, that takes planning in advance that actually starts in middle school, believe it or not. Yes, I'm telling you, it moves up faster and faster and faster. So really start to see that because you give that to them. That's a gift that they can use for the rest of their life. Okay. And as for your spouses and your partners, just let them watch you. If they're open to that, then yeah, have a fun discussion and say, you know what? Guess what? I made you a non-negotiable. What? What did you make me? And they'll be like, what is that? Is that something bad? Did I do something wrong? Oh no. Am I in the doghouse? Do I have to sleep on the couch? No. And then you can tell them and it can be a precious, special moment that you're like, no, because you mean so much to me. I put you as a non-negotiable. That means that every night I want us to spend 15 minutes of mommy and daddy time. And you're like, whoa, I'm all on board. And so, yeah, but it is, it's that non-negotiable. It's that snuggle time. It's your time. And it may be that it's your time that you're just snuggled up in bed and you're each reading your own book, but that's your time. Okay. Very, very important. So share that with your spouse, share that with your partner. It's amazing. And you can grow together in this. And what better way to say that you love them than to tell them, hey, you're in my life every single day. You're a non-negotiable. And I love you for that. You're making them a priority and you're telling them. Sometimes we don't tell our loved ones enough how much we do care about them. And it's real important to remind them of that. So I would encourage you to take that time, especially the new year, new beginnings, new you, the best selfie. Why not? Why not do that? Okay. So have fun with it. And then in all of this, there's something that's real important. And I will talk about this a lot as we go through the journey and as we walk together. But that's a huge word and it starts with an F. And I know you're thinking, oh, she's going to say a bad word. No, I'm not. In fact, I'm going to say a nice, wonderful, gentle word. And that gentle word is forgiveness. Yeah, forgiveness. You see, you're going to try and set up all these resolutions, if you call them that, or goals. And some are going to be made or some are going to fall short of being made. And that 365th day of 2015, it's going to come along. And either you're going to still love yourself because you forgave yourself, or you're going to hate yourself because you didn't forgive yourself. And I think it's real important that, especially us as women, that word forgiveness is so important. And, you know, I mean, come on, everybody wants to lose weight. That's always a New Year's resolution. And so if you're in that category of wanting to lose weight, you're going to fall off the wagon a couple times easily. And you're going to eat the foods that you shouldn't have, or you're going to celebrate maybe a little too hard one way or the other. It's important to have that forgiveness because you forgive yourself and you pick yourself back up and you make the next best decision that next time. Okay. It's so important. And so I want forgiveness to be part of your 2015, forgiveness and love. And I've talked about this before, but seriously, that forgiveness is so important. And when you can do that, then everything else will begin to fall into place. And that forgiveness is forgiving not just you, it starts with you, but it may be forgiving your children, forgiving your spouse, forgiving your partner. It all happens, but it starts with you. Okay. So seriously, forgiveness within yourself. So what's your kiss? Are you ready for this? What is your kiss? Do you know what your kiss is? Yes. You know what it is. I want you to get that pen and paper out, and I want you to make a list, and I want you to check it twice. Okay. Then I want you to put it away in a drawer. And then about a couple days later, I want you to come back to it. I want you to review it and go, oh, I think I like this. No, not so much. Oh, wait, I need to make this more specific. Because if you can make your goals, not resolutions, but your goals measurable, then they become more obtainable and you can actually have a way to get to them. Okay. It's like having a SMART goal. Some of you have heard of having a SMART goal. We'll go into those here a little bit later, but we're keeping it simple. Okay. This is the kiss. We're keeping it simple. Make a list, check it twice because we put it in the drawer. We're checking it twice. Okay. Then work on those non-negotiables, figure that out. Okay. Include your loved ones. And most importantly, forgive. Write that forgiveness there and make 2015 an amazing, amazing new year because God has got something big planned for your year. He really does. And be open to that. Have an open heart, an open mind. Again, it's all about the mind, body, and spirit. And God wants what's best for you. He has designed you so amazingly. You don't even know how amazing you are, but He does. And He looks down upon you with favor. And He loves you. And I love you. And so let's make the solutions to resolutions very simple so you can have some amazing success strategies in 2015. I love you. We'll see you on the other side. Be sure to subscribe because I want to hear from you too. Go to createyournow.com, send me an email, drop me a voicemail, and we will see you on the other side. Bye for now, gorgeous.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.